So Miel is the world's most famous iPad user. I learned that yesterday. This is a picture of Miel. And she's the world's most famous iPad user because her father, you see part of in the photo, took a picture of her using this iPad and it, went viral. And so I guess 1 million people have seen that video. I was amazed. I just happened to be sitting next to her at this Hacks and Hackers event where I took this picture, but I was watching her play with that thing. It blew my mind. So, where older people seem to be a little bit hesitant, I know I am. not quite, not wanting to break something, we have our scars from learning to use Windows, and we're not used to an interface this intuitive. But she's just, she's using her finger and she's making things and clicking it. She understands this better than we do, is what I really think. I think when you see this, when you see a child playing with these new tablet computers, whether it's the iPad or the Android versions that are going to follow soon, you'll understand why this is such a major technology shift that we're undergoing right now. You add in the whole local phenomenon, which is coming from having the being able to program against the GPS location in your phone. It makes a kind of social engineering possible. It's completely insane, and there is a huge investment boom. There's a gold rush again. The gold rush started again in Silicon Valley. My God, I didn't see that coming. And oh yeah, and I just wanted to say that the Hacks and Hackers Unite, I enjoyed seeing the prototypes that people had built. I think it's really good that they put on an event where journalists and computer geeks got together and build iPad apps, kind of imagining storytelling possibilities of the iPad. I saw some idea. I saw there were 12 different ones. I went to the jurying. I saw some ideas that were good, and there was a very polished child's book, which definitely not only has potential, but I'm sure they could sell it right now. It's a great idea to make things for kids, really, because they're the ones that aren't going to be afraid to use it. So. Yeah, that was good. What was kind of missing for me is this kind of idea of an entire software architecture. It's not just the iPad apps that are going to make the new journalism. It's middleware, and it's recording devices. It's the cloud version of client-server architecture. You gotta think about where your functionality is going to be. So, and that you can't just hack together in 24 hours. So, it's all exciting, kids. Oh, and one final thing. IMMC, this organization I'm involved with, we are going to be live broadcasting. If we can, if we get permission, we're going to be live broadcasting the Master Baitathon this Sunday. So, look for that. That'll be the dry run for our world media takeover, which we launch on June 5th at Revolution Cafe. Okay, talk to you guys later.